The Sunshine State isn't the first to consider ads on school buses. According to the Campaign for Commercial-Free Childhood, 9 other states already allow advertising on the buses, while Florida is one of 6 considering it. Democratic State Representative Irv Slossberg from Boca Raton sponsored a bus ad bill which the Florida House passed last week.
You know, I'm not saying that this is optimal. Optimally, we should be getting budgets for our transportation for school buses, things, but we're not.
One district waiting on the legislation is Orange County, which has some 900 buses on the road on any school day. The district has not rolled out any firm numbers, but if it were to charge $200 a month for each bus, those ads could raise more than $2 million a year. But critics say the money isn't worth the risk of added driver distraction. Retired Florida Highway Patrolman Edward R. Hagler says some drivers already have trouble stopping for a bright yellow school bus.
When you put signs on the side of a school bus, that diminishes the recognition factor of the school bus. And why would you do that and put children in unnecessary danger by doing that? It just doesn't make sense.
Orange County school spokesman Dylan Thomas says the board would have to approve the ads first, and they might not be placed on every bus. He says the school board would also take safety into consideration.
Certainly if you do add something else to the side of a bus, that does add an element of distraction. It's a question of how great a risk is that, how great a distraction is that.
Representative Irv Slossberg is convinced the ads won't make the roads any more dangerous. His daughter died in a car crash in 1996.
I'd be the last guy to start putting advertising on school buses if I didn't check it out thoroughly. I've researched it, and I haven't had any problem. You know, some people are trying to sensationalize it by saying these school buses are going to be ripped and Captain Crunch ads. Well, that's not the way it is.
Slossberg says the ads would only measure 2 by 6 feet. They wouldn't obscure safety features, and some of the ad revenue would go into driver education. Florida's legislative session wraps up at the end of the week, and it should be clear by then whether or not school buses will stay ad-free. I'm Matthew Petty, 90.7 WMFE News.